Got a text message. Your Illinois unemployment insurance claim account, which I don't have, is currently on hold for verification. Please complete your verification by following the instructions in the link below. There's a typo or a grammatical error in this, but otherwise it looked official. And it was a text message to my phone. Terry Savage, financial columnist at terrysavage.com, and a regular contributor to WGN Radio's on the phone. Terry, do you know what I got there?
You know, forget all the jokes that you played. The thing that made me laugh the hardest was you texting me saying, "Ugh, I got one of those texts about my unemployment benefits."
That
I
made
just
you
started
laugh.
Laughing.
Oh, wow.
I texted you back and said, "This is God's way of showing you what people go through.
I know.
Now you're going to enjoy dealing with it."
I know. I've always talked about it in the abstract. Now I are one. So what are I?
Yes.
What are I?
You are a potential but not an assumed victim of identity theft. And this is really important. We talked about a whole raft of identity theft where people found out one way or another, we can go back over that someone had used their Social Security number to claim unemployment benefits. This is different. This is pure and simple phishing, P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G. It's a word that's entered the vocabulary of everyone. This is just a mass attempt to get you to click on a link, on a text, sometimes it's an email, and click on a link, and by doing that, they know they've caught a live one. This reminds me of when I used to go fishing with my dad, and the red and white bobber would go up and down and said, you've got to hit.
Yeah.
The minute you click or open that text, they get a report, and they know you're a live one, and you're a potential victim. When you click and click through, sometimes it looks so sophisticated. It says, put in this information here to check. They know people now are worried about identity theft, so they pretend to be people trying to help you avoid identity theft, and that lures you in. So, number one, don't click. By the way, you caught me just as I was writing a new column, which will run next week, about the latest updates in identity theft, which is just booming, not just unemployment ID theft, but the international scam rings are so emboldened.
Yeah.
They're just grabbing email addresses and sending all kinds of stuff out.
Terry, you've been very good about telling people in Chicago what to do, though, if in fact they are victims of identity theft, and it's a little more entrenched than just this text message. Go to the site, fill out this form, contact the IRS, etc. In the case we're describing, my text message, I'm hearing from listeners who got just that. Is it sufficient to just delete it, or do we need to go through some other process?
No, you should delete it, but now you know that at least you don't know what's in play, but you know that your email or your phone number is in play in case of a text. So I have been recommending for ages that everybody who has, everybody, just go freeze your credit. And right now, the current article up there is a couple of months old, but the links are very valid. Go to terrysavage.com, look over on the right-hand side, scroll down, and there's a box that says, Identity Theft, Do This. The first thing you do is call the credit bureau and read your credit report. You can go to annualcreditreport.com and get a free credit report from each of the bureaus. They probably have the same information. Why read that report? It's not complicated anymore. And what you're looking for is, was an inquiry made by a bank, by a federal agency about a loan? Anything that you did not, I mean, if you never applied for a car loan and some XYZ, you know, Honda Motors looked and checked your credit, you want to contact them and say, I think this was fraud, to prevent it. That's the first thing. Read it. The second thing is freeze it. It's free. You'll get a PIN. If you're not actively, you know, out looking for a mortgage or a car loan or maybe filing a job application where they check your credit, freeze your credit report.
There's nothing and that doesn't freeze your access to money, though, right?
No, it doesn't. You get a PIN, and if you're suddenly going to go get a mortgage, you tell XYZ Bank, you lift the freeze by putting your PIN in and allowing them access. But it doesn't do anything. You could open a new credit card, but you'd have to lift the freeze in order to do that.
Yeah.
It's just a way of protecting against someone else opening new credit in your name.
One last thing, Terry. I've got 90 seconds left. I'm hearing from listeners who are getting that child tax credit in their accounts.
Oh, well, this is a gift from the government or from the taxpayers. And billions of dollars is going out. You don't have to have worked, even they call it a tax credit. It's just a refundable tax credit, i.e. a gift from the government, directed at families with young children, billions of dollars going out. If you know someone who didn't file a tax return with their kids' Social Security numbers on it, go to irs.gov and put in the box child tax credit. You can sign up online in English or Spanish for low-income workers. If their money is being passed out and they're eligible, you should help them go sign up for it.
And if you've
you
got
can debate
kids,
the politics of it, but if the money is there and those people should get it.
Understood. And if you have kids, you know you get a deduction. Is that the child tax credit, and this is an advance on that?
No. This is a credit, a gift. Let's call it a gift. It is what it is. For families with single parents with income under $75,000, joint returns income under $150,000, children under seven get a $300 a month advance, $250 for older children. There always was a child tax credit. This year they made it larger, and instead of having to file to get it next April for your 2020 return, they decided they'd proactively send it out on a monthly basis to get more money into the economy, help people in trouble, get them to start spending again.
One last thing. Can you get those scam texts and email from the Department of Motor Vehicles, too, DMV? I mean, does it only come from IDES or, say, IDOT?
No, it doesn't only. They are getting so creative. It used to be there'd be a misspelling. You mentioned yours had a misspelling, and it was obvious. Now they're using corporate logos. I just got one that I deleted. It said, your Amazon delivery was,
yes.
We tried an attempt at an Amazon delivery.
We've been getting that
Amazon
one.
Delivers here every 12
Amazon
minutes.
Amazon delivery one, absolutely.
Exactly, and I just went, that's not right.
Terry
because
Savage.
Because when I looked, it was an email, when I looked at it, it said, please sign into your account, and I went, later on I'll check with Amazon and see if something was not delivered, but just resist the temptation.
Time's up.
Look, this last word. They're now knowing that you're worried about identity theft, so these are crafted to make you think they're helping you, but they're not. They're just taking your information.
I will talk to you next Wednesday. We listen for you throughout the week. Thank you, Terry Savage.
Thanks, John.